Hello everyone. In my previous video recording, we discussed how we can effectively use log parser to troubleshoot HTTP 400 issues. In this short video recording, let's see how log parser can help us in identifying and troubleshooting denial of service attack. Whenever we experience some kind of slowness or performance issues with our web-based applications, we might suspect a denial of service attack. Nowadays, there are a lot of sophisticated tools and techniques to identify and to mitigate denial of service attacks, but one classical approach is to look at the various logs generated by the application as well as the web server. And that is when log parser can be of much help. As soon as we suspect a denial of service attack, the first thing that most of the website administrators or server administrators do is to look into the sizes of the log files. We might have custom logging in our applications, or we have log files generated by the server and also log files generated at the networking layer as well. So we might need to go and look at the sizes of the log files during the time for which we are suspecting a denial of service attack. And we might need to compare the sizes of those log files with the sizes of the log files that are generated during a normal time to see, are we seeing any huge differences between the sizes of log files, and also are we seeing the log file sizes as really huge for the time of the issue. And if we do see the log file sizes as really huge, then there could be a possibility that our servers are experiencing a denial of service attack or a huge legitimate load. So this is the first thing, easiest thing that one should do for the basic isolation of whether we are experiencing a denial of service attack or not. Suppose, for example, if we are using IIS to host our web-based application, then we should go to the IIS log folders as well as HTTPRR logs folders and see the size of the log files during the time of this issue. And by default, IIS logs the requests in this particular folder, see inetpub logs log files w3svc, followed by the website ID. And we can customize these settings in the IIS logging feature. We can specify whether we need dedicated logs for each site or consolidated log for the whole server. Also, the format in which we need the log files and the folder for the log files, as well as the log file rollover. For example, whether we need a new log file created every week, every month, every day, or every hour, or based upon the size of the previous log file. For example, if we have a very highly consumed server wherein millions and millions of users are connecting to the website every hour, then we might need new log files to be created every hour. So in these kind of situations, going to this particular log file and log folder and manually checking the size of each and every log file and comparing against the normal log files is going to be a daunting task. So for this purpose, we can always use the log parser query. So we can use a very simple query like log parser, and I'm inputting the file system. So the input format is file system. Select name, size, and creation time for all the files which are located in this particular location. And I'm ordering the output by size of the log files in descending order. So this gives me the name, size, and bytes of all the log files and the creation time of the log files located in my IIS default log file location. So we can use the simple query, or we can customize this query according to our own needs, and we can compare the normal log files as well as the log files captured during the time that we suspect there could be a possibility for a denial of service attack and see, are we seeing any difference? And one thing that one should confirm whenever they start to troubleshoot denial of service attack is whether we are seeing abnormal request patterns for our web-based applications. Are we seeing any abnormal requests? Because the requests that we are experiencing or the issue might be because of a legitimate high load as well. It need not necessarily be a denial of service attack. So we could probably look into the requests generated or requests made for each and every page of our web-based application. So we can run a very simple query like this. Select the CSURA stem and the number of requests as count as hits from the log file, and I'm grouping it by CSURSTEM. So this is going to give us each and every page in my application and the number of requests made for each and every page that are recorded in the given log file as input for this particular query. So if we see any abnormal patterns, we might need to compare this output with the output that we receive for the same command for a normal log file. And we might need to compare and see, are we seeing any abnormal request pattern in these requests? If we do, then there could be a possibility that the issue is because of denial of service. If we don't, then the issue might be because of a legitimate high request load for the IIS servers. Once we confirm there is some abnormal requests for our web-based application, then the next step is to identify the source of these requests. And if we have only one web server and which is not behind a load balancer, then we could easily go ahead and make use of this field client IP address itself, the default field in the W3C logging format, to check who is making that request, to find out the client IP of those abnormal requests. So we could run a very simple query like this. Select the client IP and the number of requests made from that client IP as hits and group by client IP. So this is going to give the client IP and the hits of the requests made for that client IP address. This is how we can easily identify the client IP address. Suppose in case if our IIS server is behind a load balancer, then we might need to make sure that the load balancer preserves the client IP address in a HTTP header of its choice, probably X-forwarded for or any other header. And we need to make sure that our IIS logs that header in this default IIS logs. So we might need to add a custom field with the source as request header and the header that my load balancer sets. In my case, I've created a custom field with the name actual client and the source type as request header, and my load balancer sets the preserves the IP address of the client in the X forwarded for header. And we might need to alter this query a little bit to replace the client IP with the actual client, the custom field that we have added in our IIS logs. So this is how we easily identify the source of the abnormal requests. And once we find the client IP of the requests, abnormal requests, then we might need to go back and probably do a reverse DNS lookup or something to identify the client to check whether it is a legitimate client or not. If it is not a legitimate client, then we might need to go ahead and apply some IP restrictions to reject the request from that particular client. In my next video recording, let's discuss how we can use LogParser itself to perform reverse DNS lookups and also some other IIS logging fields that we could leverage for our investigation for denial of service attacks. Thanks a lot for watching.